大家好。Well, it is my joy to worship our God with you all today.
何等的喜乐和大家一起来那个敬拜神。
And to have the privilege of preaching the Word of God to you all.
也很荣幸能够在你们当中来教导神的话。
Well, I bring you greetings from my church.
带给我们教会给你们的问候。
It's a fellow sister church in our Philadelphia Presbytery of the PCA.
我们也是这个 PCA 费城区长老会的一间堂会。
We are located in West Philadelphia.
我们这个教会位于这个西费城地区。
And we have a second campus in Center City near Chinatown.
我们在靠近唐人街附近的市中心还有第二个灯塔。
And after having served on the pastoral staff at my church for about 16 years,
我在教会牧养了16年的这个工作以后
,up until January of 2020,
直到2020年的1月份
My family has transitioned now to being sent out by my church as missionaries to East Asia.
我们全家已经被我们的教会这个作为宣教士差派到东亚的地方去宣教。
And I'll be sharing more about the work that we feel God is calling our family to during the Bible study after the service.
在讲道完之后，我会给你们分享上帝如何呼召我们去这个宣教的时空。
And our plan was to depart for East Asia last year.
我们原来计划是去年出发。
But because of the pandemic, our country still remains closed.
因着疫情，我们前往宣教出场的国家仍然处于关闭的状态。
So we're still waiting for those doors to open.
我们还在等候那个国门的打开。
In the meantime, I'm very thankful for the kind invitation from Elder Zhao and your board to be with you all today.
同时呢，我也非常感谢教会的长老和同工们邀请我来这个和你们一起来相聚。
So with that, let's now turn to our passage today.
我们今天要学习的这个内容。
The passage we just read, John 4, where Jesus meets with the Samaritan woman at the well, is the longest recorded conversation between Jesus and any individual in the Bible.
我们一会儿会读约翰福音第四章，就是耶稣在井边和撒玛利亚妇人会面的故事。那么这个是圣经中记载最长的一个耶稣和个人之间的这个对话。
So we know that this passage is very significant.
我们知道这段经文非常的重要。
This is a passage that powerfully shows us who Jesus is.
这段经文强有力的给我们展示了耶稣是谁。
And also shows us what our mission as the Church of Jesus Christ is.
以及我们作为一个耶稣基督的教会，我们的使命是什么。
So we're going to see three main things about Jesus in this passage. In English, it all begins with S, but we see that Jesus, he is number one, the seeker, number two, the satisfier, and number three, the sender.
从经文里面看到说耶稣第一个是寻求者，第二个他是满足者。第三个，他是差派的。
So first, let's look at Jesus the seeker. Oh, we haven't done it yet.
Okay.
Oh, we haven't read the passage yet.
No.
Oh, okay. Do you mind reading it?
Sure.
Yes. Oh, we'll now have the scripture reading from John chapter 4.
好，我给弟兄姊妹读一下这个今天讲到的经文。约翰福音第四章一到十八节。主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒施洗比主耶稣主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒 施洗比约翰的多。其实不是耶稣亲自施洗，乃是他的门徒施洗。他就离了犹大，又往加利利去，必须经过撒玛利亚。于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫居家，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井。耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井边。那时约有五更。有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对他说：“请给我水喝。”那时门徒进城买食物去了。撒玛利亚的妇人对他说：“你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚的妇人要水喝呢？”原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。耶稣回答说：“你若知道神的恩赐，和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。”妇人说：“先生，没有打水的器具，就井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝着井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？”耶稣说：“凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。”妇人说：“先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也用不着来这么远拿水。”耶稣说：“去叫你的丈夫来到这里。”妇人说：“我没有丈夫。”耶稣说：“你说没有丈夫是不错的，你已经有了五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。”当下门徒回来就细细耶稣和一个妇人的说话，只是没有人说你是要什么，或说你为什么和他说话。那妇人留下水罐往城里去，对众人说：“你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？”众人就出城往耶稣那里去。期间门徒对耶稣说：“拉比，请吃。”耶稣说：“我有食物吃，是你们不知道。”门徒就彼此追问说：“莫非有人拿什么给他吃吗？”耶稣说：“我的食物就是要遵行那差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。你们岂不是说收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向天观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。”
So once again, from this passage, let's see how Jesus is, number one, the seeker, number two, the satisfier, and number three, the sender.
从这段经文里，我们要学习说，第一，耶稣基督是寻求者；第二，他是这个满足者；第三，是差派者。
So first, Jesus, the seeker.
第一个，我们要来看耶稣基督是寻求世上的。
So we're told in verse 1 that there was potential trouble rising from the Pharisees.
圣经的第一节告诉我们说，法利赛人总是那些麻烦的制造者。
So Jesus decides to leave the region of Judea where he was to go back up north to his home region of Galilee.
因此耶稣决定离开犹大地区，回到北边他自己的家乡加利利去。
And we read in verse 4, and he had to pass through Samaria.
我们在圣经第四节中看到说，耶稣必须要经过撒玛利亚。
In between Judea and Galilee was the region of Samaria.
撒玛利亚位于犹太和加利利之间。
Now this is eye-opening because the Jews and the Samaritans hated each other. The Samaritans were ethnically mixed, half Jews, who had intermarried with Gentile foreigners. And they had developed their own brand of religion, mixing Judaism with foreign elements. So the Jews despised the Samaritans as a racially inferior and spiritually corrupt people. So many Jews who traveled went around to avoid the despicable territory of Samaria. They would rather take the longer route by crossing the Jordan River and then going up on the east side, a much longer route, just to avoid Samaria. So Jesus didn't have to pass through Samaria in a geographical sense. The map app on his phone told him he could take a different route. So then what does verse 4 mean when it says that Jesus had to pass through Samaria? It's not because there was no other way, but it's because he had a divine appointment. He was seeking someone out. This Samaritan woman. So Jesus comes to this town called Sychar. And this was near the well that was dug by Jacob many years ago, one of Israel's forefathers. And we're told it was about the sixth hour, that's 12 o'clock noon. It is blazing hot in that climate, and Jesus is tired and thirsty from his journey, so he sits at this well and he meets this woman coming out to draw water. And he asks her, "Give me a drink." Now this seems normal of him to ask this. But we need to understand how much of a shock, even scandalous, this kind of interaction was in that day. Look how the woman responds in verse 9. She says, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria?"
"你既是犹太人, 怎么像一个撒玛利亚的妇人要水喝呢?"
She is giving the various reasons, the barriers, why this conversation should not be happening. First, there is this racial barrier. In verse 9, John comments, "For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Second, there is a gender barrier. In that culture, men and women did not speak one-on-one unless it was your spouse. Moreover, women were viewed as inferior who did not have equal standing with men. And third, there is a moral barrier. The woman comes out to draw water at noon, the hottest time of the day. No one went out to the well at that time. And that's why this woman goes then. To not be seen. Later on, we learn her story that she has had 5 husbands, and the man that she is currently with is not her husband. Even in our day and age, when we hear of a woman like this, we know something is wrong with her, that she has troubling issues. So how much more in Jesus' day, in that very traditional religious culture, was this woman shunned by her community as a moral and social outcast? And yet here is this holy rabbi, and he's not just a man, but he is the holy God come in the flesh. And what does he do? He breaks through every barrier to reach this immoral, broken Samaritan woman, to the shock of everyone. You know, you will meet people, and perhaps maybe some of you here today or joining online. Who feel as though there are certain barriers that prevent you from being a Christian. Do you feel like there are any barriers too big between you and God? What we see here is that Jesus Christ is not the one keeping up barriers. He is the one taking them all down. Even in this simple asking this woman for some water, we see Jesus giving this woman dignity.
即使耶稣像简单的向这个妇人要水喝，我们看到耶稣给了这个妇人尊严。
No one would even receive water from such an outcast.
没有一个人会从这样一个遗弃的人那里要想得到水喝。
Jesus is saying, you know, I don't care what the world, what your community, what your family feels about you, or even what you feel about yourself.
耶稣说，我不在乎这个世界怎么看你，你的社区怎么看你，或者你的家人怎么看你，甚至你自己怎么样看待你自己。
I, the true and living God, have come to break through every barrier to get to you.
而我这位又真又活的神，我要突破一切的障碍，我要得到你。
Jesus is the seeker of lost people, precisely those who feel farthest away from Him.
耶稣来就是要那个寻找失丧的人。恰恰是那些看上去离耶稣最远的人。
He crosses all racial, social, moral barriers.
耶稣跨越了所有的种族、社会和道德的障碍。
And most of all, he crossed the barrier from heaven to earth to seek and save the lost.
最重要的是，他跨越了那个天堂和地上的障碍，为要寻找。
There is no barrier too big. No life that is too immoral. Too broken for Jesus. If anyone here feels that Christianity isn't for someone like you,
如果在这里还有人觉得基督信仰不适合像你这样的人信仰的话
，Just look at this woman and see that you can fully belong.
请看看这个破碎的女人，那么那里完全可以成为你的归属。
And for those of you who have been found by Jesus,
你们当中已经被耶稣寻找到的人。
Jesus who crossed every barrier to save you. You were such an unlikely person. This passage urges you to share in your Savior's heart. Are there any barriers that you put up and that you keep up towards people?
你是否与他人设置了各样的障碍，使你保持和别人的距离吗？
Perhaps those racially, socially, morally different from you.
也许是种族的、社会的或道德上的差异。
Or perhaps you're just content to remain in your own social circle. See, when you do that, you communicate that the gospel is just for you and for your kind. See, we are to break through every barrier to seek people for Jesus. The gospel is equally for everyone. So let's now look at Jesus, the satisfier.
下面我们来看耶稣是那位满足者。
If you notice, this whole conversation revolves around the topic of water.
如果你留意的话，你看到这个对话整个都是围绕着水在展开。
There's a very strategic reason why Jesus starts by asking the woman for a drink.
开始就问这个女人要水喝，因为这里是策划的一个重要的因素。
Verse 10 says, Jesus answered her, If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that is saying to you, Give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.
耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说话的，和对你说给我水喝的是水，你必早求他，他也必早给了你水喝。
He's saying, if you knew who I truly am, you'd be asking me for water, not the other way around.
耶稣在这里是说，如果你知道我是谁，你会向我要水喝，而不是反过来我问你要水喝。
See, water, besides oxygen, is the most basic necessity for physical life.
所以除了氧气外，它是我们肉体生命最基本的必需品。
And Jesus is saying, you need water for me that is even more necessary than physical water.
耶稣说，你需要喝到我的水，这水比那个污浊的水更为重要。
He's talking about living water.
他是在讲说那个活水。
An everlasting spring of His gracious presence and love and joy that fully satisfies every last thirst for your soul.
这是主耶稣恩典的灵脉，是爱和喜乐直涌到永生的那个泉源，它可以满足任何一个饥渴的灵魂。
Verses 13 and 14 say, Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
经文13到14节说，耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝了我所赐给的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他们在他里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。
See, this woman thinks that Jesus is talking about some better physical water than the well. You know, like, you know, bottle water, spring water.
这位女人以为耶稣是在讲比这个井水更好的那个物质的，就像我们今天讲的那个矿泉水或瓶装的水。
Now, verse 15, she says, Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water.
经文十五节说，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，我也不用来这么远的来打水。
Then Jesus responds in verse 16, Go call your husband and come here.
耶稣在十六节回答说，你去叫你的丈夫到这里。
And this seems to come out of nowhere.
这实在让人摸不到头绪。
What does this have to do with water?
这和水有什么关系？
Jesus is setting her up.
耶稣已经为她预备了。
He is explaining her entire life in talking about water.
耶稣要通过谈论水来诠释这个女人的一生。
He brings up her marital situation to show her what water she's been drinking to try to satisfy her soul's thirst.
他提到他的婚姻的状况，他要展示他一直在喝什么样的水，来试图满足他那个灵魂里的饥渴。
She's been trying to drink the water of men, of intimacy, of sex.
这个水就是男人亲密的关系和性爱。
First husband, second husband, third, fourth, fifth, and now with another man.
第一个丈夫，第二个丈夫，第三、第四、第五个，现在又和另外一个男人在一起。
She's been trying to find her satisfaction, her identity, her life, really, in these men who leave her just continually thirsty and empty. What did Jesus say? Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. You see, it's not another man that she needs. She needs God. God, the one her restless soul is meant to find its true rest in. You know, like this woman, I think we all seek to quench our soul's thirst in anything else besides God. If it's not in relationships and sex like this woman, maybe it's in work and achievement. Or maybe it's in wealth and what wealth can give us. Or maybe it's in trying to create a life of constant pleasure. Or maybe it's in your image and your reputation. I want to ask you and encourage you to be honest about what water do you keep drinking to quench your soul? But in the midst of this woman's sin-filled emptiness,
在这个充满空虚罪恶的女人里,
this woman experiences the amazing grace of Jesus. She realizes her whole life is laid bare, completely uncovered before Jesus' eyes. Verse 39 says, He told me all that I ever did. And yet, He isn't here to condemn her or to make her an outcast forever because of her sin. He is here to save her with His living water. You know, likewise, Jesus has every right to condemn us and to cast us out, leaving us thirsty and empty forever. But what does He do? He seeks after us from heaven to fill our empty lives with His living water. And this comes at a cost. He can't just give everlasting water to us. We're unworthy sinners. The cost that was paid was Jesus crucified on the cross. And do you remember what He said as He breathed His last breath? He said, "I thirst."
你还记得耶稣在最后在十字架上断气所说的话吗？我渴了。
Jesus took our sins.
耶稣担当了我们的罪。
He took our guilt and shame.
他背负了我们的罪孽和羞。
He took our punishment.
他承担了我们当受的刑罚。
And this left His soul thirsty and empty. So that our souls may be forever satisfied by His grace. If any of you are not yet a Christian, let me invite you to come and receive this living water of Jesus. Isaiah 55, verses 1 to 2 says, "Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food."
以赛亚书55章1到2节说：“你们一切干渴的都来敬礼来，你们都来买了吃，不用零钱，不用债务，也来买酒喝的。你们为何花钱来那不足为食物的呢？用劳碌得来的买那不能使饱足的呢？你们要留一听我的话，就能得那美物，得享悲甘，心中喜乐。”
What water have you been drinking that leaves you thirsty again and again? Why do you spend so much, and why do you work so hard for that which does not satisfy? Come receive Jesus, the bread of life and the fountain of living water. This passage says, "You who have no money, come buy and eat and drink."
这段经文说，你们没有钱，也来买了吃，买了喝。
How do you buy with no money?
如果你没有钱，你怎么买？
Well, Jesus paid the cost for this gift with His life.
这白白的礼物，是耶稣用他的生命为你付出的代价。
Dying on the cross in our place. So you buy with the price of Jesus' shed blood, and through that it is all freely given to you.
You
If you are a Christian and you have received Jesus and His living water, have you still been going to other waters to drink? Would you return your wandering heart back to Him and find once again your full satisfaction in Jesus alone? Now lastly, let's consider Jesus as our sender. If you're someone whose life has been changed by this living water, it compels you to share it with others. Jesus sends you out to offer what has become in you a spring of water to others. See, after all, a spring is not meant for itself, but a spring is meant to overflow for others. Do you see what happens with this Samaritan woman who had been avoiding everybody around her? What happens when God, the only one in the universe whose opinion of you matters, who knows everything about you, says, "You are my beloved"? She runs back into her town where she was an outcast with unbridled joy to tell everyone about the one that she has found, or better, who has found her. Verses 28 and 29 tell us, "So the woman left her water jar and went away into the town and said to the people, 'Come, see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ?'"
经文在二十八到二十九节说，那个妇人就留下那句，问着，往城里去，对众人说，你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切的事都说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？
She's not outwardly coerced, forced to do this. She's inwardly compelled to do it. In verse 39, we're told many Samaritans from that town believed in Jesus because of the woman's testimony.
经文39节告诉我们说, 因着那个 富人的见证，那城里好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣。
See, this is why God has placed you and your church where you are.
这就是为什么上帝把你和你的教会放在这个特殊的地方。
To joyfully testify to those that you live and work and play with about the one who has changed your life.
来喜乐地见证你的生命、工作，并且分享见证出那一位已经改变了你人生的上帝。
To point them to the living water that fully satisfies.
将他人指向那个完全满足的那个生命的活水。
Now it might feel intimidating to openly share about your faith.
公开去分享你的信仰，或许你会感到惧怕。
Perhaps you don't feel mature enough.
或许你觉得你的属灵生命还不够成熟。
Eloquent enough.
不够雄辩。
Or trained enough.
或者没有受过足够的福音训练。
But would you take encouragement from this woman?
你能够从这个女人身上得到什么鼓励吗？
You see, she isn't anywhere near a mature believer yet. She doesn't even have a fully developed faith. Just a mustard seed faith in Jesus as the Messiah.She doesn't say, I haven't received evangelism training. I haven't learned apologetics, so I don't know how to respond to everyone's questions. She gives the simplest testimony. Come, see a man.And what he has done for me. Just an invitation, really. I mean, that's something that you can do, right?
这样的事情你是否也可以做呢？
Come, see what I've seen, see what I've experienced.
来，看看我所看到的事情。
Verse 35 says, Look, I tell you, lift up your eyes and see that the fields are white for harvest.
经文35节告诉我们说，我告诉你们，举目向前观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
Lift up your eyes and see your family, your friends, your coworkers, your classmates, your neighbors.
举起你的眼睛，看看你周围的家人、朋友、同事、同学和邻居。
The fields are white for harvest, and you can be a Samaritan woman for them.
庄稼已经成熟，要等待收割，你可以成为他们的撒玛利亚妇人。
Lift up your eyes and see the city of Philadelphia.
举起你的眼睛看看费城。
The fields are white for harvest.And your church can be a Samaritan woman for this city.
庄稼已经成熟了，等待收割。你们的教会可以成为这座城市的撒玛利亚人。
And lift up your eyes and see that there are still thousands of ethnic people groups all around the world. that do not even have one Christian. Not one church among them to share Christ with them. The fields are white for harvest. My family believes that God is calling us to go cross every barrier and be a Samaritan woman for one of these unreached people groups. And so if you'd like to hear more about this great global need and the work that we feel called to do, please join us for the Bible study hour after the service. Jesus gave his followers the secret to a well-nourished life when he talks about food in verse
34.
Not the lunch that you ate before you came. No, he says, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. The Christian who feeds on the food of serving others and sharing about Christ with others will grow in strength. Let me close here with this challenge from one of the greatest preachers who ever lived, Charles Spurgeon. He says, some of you good people who do nothing except go to public meetings, the Bible readings. Would be a good deal better Christians if you would look after the poor and needy around you. If you would just tuck up your sleeves for work and go and tell the gospel to dying men. You would find your spiritual health mightily restored. For very much of the sickness of Christians comes through their having nothing to do. All feeding and no working makes men spiritual dyspeptics. be idle, careless, with nothing to live for, nothing to care for, no sinner to pray for, no backslider to lead back to the cross, no trembler to encourage, no little child to tell of a Savior, no gray-headed man to enlighten in the things of God, no objective, in fact, to live for.
没有什么事的关心，没有病的活着，没有把被盗的人带回到十字架里，没有去鼓励那些恐惧，没有为小孩子谈论救主耶稣，没有为上帝的智慧去开悟那些白发苍苍的老人。And
who wonders then if you begin to groan, to murmur, to look within until you are ready to die of despair?
难怪你总是在声音内心去抱怨，直到你预备死于绝望。But
if the Master shall come to you and put his hand on you and say, I have sent you just as my Father sent me, now go and do my will.
但是当你的主来到你的面前，按手在你的身上说，我已经差遣了你，就如我的父差遣我一样，现在就出去，并且遵行我的旨意去行。You
will find that in keeping his commandment there is great reward.
你会发现遵守神的诫命命令
You would find meat to eat that you know nothing of now. Let us have practical Christianity, my brothers and sisters. Christ found joy in seeking the good of this Samaritan woman. Her heart, up to now unrenewed, satisfied him when he had won it to himself. Oh, the joy of winning a soul.
Oh, 赢得灵魂是何等的喜乐。
May we know this joy as we go out to the places where Jesus sends us to share his living water with the world.
让我们真知道这样的喜乐，让耶稣把我们送到外面去，然后赢得这个灵魂的喜乐。
So Jesus is the seeker, the satisfier, and the sender.
耶稣基督是那个寻找失丧的人，他是那个让我们赢得满足者，他也是那位拆开我们的拆开。
So let's give our lives to him for this.
让我们把我们的生命交给他。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We see how beautiful Jesus is. That he crossed every barrier to reach us. That he came from heaven and earth to save us. And he satisfies our souls to the fullest. Help us to be fully satisfied in you. And with this spring of living water within us, God, would you help us to share this water with others?
就像神给我们这个生命活水的泉源，让我们去分享给他人。
Because the world around us is thirsty and empty and dying without you.
就像这个世界如果没有你，都在干渴中，这个灵里干渴中去死亡。
So would you use these precious brothers and sisters?
愿你使用这些这个你所看为宝贵的弟兄姊妹。
Would you use this church, God?
请你使用这个教会。
To share your living water with this needy world.
去分享你生命的活水给这个周围的世界。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样的祷告是奉靠救主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.